to see if you are anemia or low in iron and your body doesn't produce blood. If you don't have enough blood, that you don't have enough nutrition, soon your joint, your muscle, your brain will soon become deficient. 如果全身的血液不够的话, 那不用多久,不用几年,你的皮肤, 你的这个大脑,你的这个关节,你的肌肉就慢慢的就不行了,因为它没有营养,就像那个树没有营养,它慢慢的就萎枯了。 So if you don't have blood, just like the tree, if you don't have nutrient, it just gradually withering and until they become dysfunctional. Next, please. And this is a tonified blood soup. 这个是一个补血的汤. I think many Chinese people are very familiar with this soup. 第一个是 we have 四物, four materials, 四物汤. Very well known, 四物汤 is tonified blood. There's also 十全大补汤, 你们大概也听说过,对不对? 四物汤是补血的, 十全大补汤是补气又补血的, 可能有的人喝了会太热, 太热的话, 不如就用这个食物来调理。 So the four material soup, 四物汤, or 10 tonic soup, 十全大补汤, are often used to add into the soup. 四物汤 is for tonified blood. 十全, 10 tonics are for tonified blood and qi. Many people will say those are too hot for our body. Just use a little bit less amount, very less amount. As always, you can always cook them into soup. 随时都可以用汤来煮, 像这个红豆, 龙眼, 红枣汤, 这个我们这个常常喝的, like the red dates, red bean, and longan. You can make that into soup. It's something that in the Asian culture that we often use. Okay, 下一张. So these are the tonified. And how to tonify the qi? So from your constitution, if you're blood deficiency or qi deficiency, then you need to pay attention to these two. 如果你们知道你的体质里头是气虚, 或者血虚,气虚的话, 这些食物对身体就是很好的。 中医讲气为血之帅, 血为气之本, 气为血之帅, 气就是阳气, 推动让这个身体的内脏的功能恢复正常。 你看你的心脏需要有很多的心脏要有心气, 把它推动, 胃要有胃气, 你的营养才能够, 这个食物才能够蠕动, 所以每一个器官都要有它自己的气, 每一个器官有它自己的血, 每一个器官有它自己的阴, 每一个器官有它自己的阳。 So, qi is the leader of blood. Blood is the mother of qi. In every organ, it has its own qi, like the heart qi that pumps blood. Stomach qi helps to digestion. Every organ has their qi. So qi must be adequate. You don't want too much qi, then you become, you know, excessive qi, maybe high blood pressure or just too hot in the body. So some of the food that we use commonly is huaishan yao, dyscorrhea, Chinese white yam, 白扁豆, hyannis beans, 黑枣, and 红枣. 黑枣, black date, this is not prune, this is black date, 黑枣, 它是补气的, black date is for tonified qi, 红枣 is tonified blood. So you often see 红枣和黑枣 cooked together. 所以你常常会看到红枣和黑枣是两个一起煮的, 是补气又补血。 那西洋参也是可以是比较温和的, 人参, 这个韩国红参都是补气的。 那你如果说刚刚讲的这个气太旺的话, 比如说这样血压就会太高, 那你就不能够吃这个比较热的这个参, 你就只能吃这个补血这个西洋参比较温和。 And you can see 这个西洋参他们都已经做成这个一条晒干的或者做成这个粉了。 So if your qi is excess, too much qi that causes your high blood pressure, then you shouldn't use the Chinese or Korean ginseng. You may use a little bit, but not too much. Use American ginseng, which is white, milder, and still give you the tonify the qi function. You can see the American ginseng, they already put into bottles, into capsule, into tea, that often that we often use that. So if you have qi deficiency, you should drink and eat this kind of food. 如果你气虚的话，这些食物尤其要特别的多吃。像淮山药、白扁豆，它们是进脾脏的、脾气的。Like discoria, Chinese white yam and hyannis beans, those tonify the spleen qi. So like I said, each organ has its own qi and blood. So each food goes into different organs, goes into different part of the body. 刚刚讲了。The one on the bottom you can see is 淮山药 That's a soup in a bowl. 龙眼 and 黑枣 and some carrots. Right? So that is also tonified qi. So each organ has its own, I said earlier, qi and blood, yin and yang. So each food enters into different organs. Like 淮山药 and 白扁豆 very good for tonifying the spleen qi. Remove and indigestion, IBS, a lot of gas, a lot of diarrhea. This is a lot of yang deficiency patients. These will be very helpful. Okay, 下一章. Okay, and let's talk about the discoria, the Chinese white yam. It says, 补气养脾帮助消化非常的营养. Discoria is very nutritious. 这个新鲜的淮山药或者是干的淮山药。你买这个干燥的淮山药的时候不要买那个太白的太白的已经漂白太多了越难看的越好越难看的这种老的这个中药是比较好的新鲜的中药大家不懂的话你就是买那种特别白啊特别整齐的那些都不好我们买的就是要买这些淮山药以前大概二十三十年的淮山药这个干的淮山药是比较黄的而且是不整齐的像你看这个图片里的淮山药很整齐你就知道它已经是严重的漂白过 So when we used to buy the discoria Chinese white yam in the older days like 20-30 years ago all the dried form are slightly yellow and odd shape whereas if you buy the one like you see in the picture you know they are being too much bleached and too much filtration, so may have lost its function, it may have too much chemical into it. So, 淮山药它是补气是非常好的。So, discoria, Chinese white yam is actually quite nutritious. You can see it has a lot of fiber, potassium, which is very good for your heart, 3% of protein, a lot of vitamins. So, discoria, Chinese white yam is actually quite good.And on the bottom of the slice, 在下面的这两个图片你就可以看到这些都是可以摆到汤里头一起煮的。So you can use discoria as one of the herbs, and all the other you can mix it together and put in the soup, depending on if you're tonifying the qi or tonifying blood. 要看你是补气还是补血的你就到时候自己搭配刚刚讲了补血的了现在讲补气的。Okay. And how about...滋阴养血 How about tonify moisten the yin also nurture the blood? We talked about yin is including blood, fluid, mucus, discharge, and so on. And 滋阴养血 means nurture the yin and nurture the blood. For instance, all the rooted vegetables, carrots, daikon, tonghao, water chestnut, even bamboo, Lotus root and the beets. 所以这个红萝卜、白萝卜、茼蒿跟这个这个芦笋的这个笋根、冬笋的根、莲藕啊、甜菜根啊，还有这个荸荠，这都是很滋阴的。它们从地底下吸收水，它的水分和它的营养，所以对身体是最好的。Okay, next, please. And talk about.白萝卜我们中医里头说冬天吃萝卜医生远离我那美国人是讲这个平常吃苹果这个医生远离我 But in the Chinese medicine we talk about even if you in the winter time that's the production of 白萝卜 In the winter time, it's the production of harvesting of daikon. It's very inexpensive. It keeps the doctors away. So in the winter time, when it's colder and damp, of course, we will cook the bai luo bo, the daikon, with ginger, turmeric, or cinnamon, whatever you want to add to into the qi. In Chinese, we say 白萝卜跟西洋参是不是不可以吃，会相比？因为白萝卜很凉，西洋参补气，它的凉气可以把这个西洋参的这个药性把它解掉。In Chinese, we talked about can you eat daikon and ginseng together? Actually, daikon is very alkaline and very moistening and very cooling in a way you can discount and dissolve the function if you are taking 补气 like herbs like American ginseng. Okay, 下一个 Thank you. And here's more about the benefit of daikon. I like to use very cheap, inexpensive food to get the best result for the body. 我喜欢用这个很便宜的食物，然后把这个最又便宜又营养的食物把它吃进来，是对身体是最好的，大家都吃得起。Okay, next one. And 海带 kelp is also another one for tonifying. Kelp itself enters liver, kidney, and stomach. It's a diuretic. It can soften the mass and remove dampness. It has very high iodine. 海带呢，各种海带、海藻之类的食物，它主要就是入肝、入肾、入胃，所以它可以清肝补肾，然后呢，让这个胃的黏膜，这个海带如果你吃过的话，你就知道很黏。这个黏膜呢，对这个胃就像这个胃酸一样，这个黏膜是同样的，所以它对这个胃很有帮助。又有利尿，比如说小便常常尿不出来，又有这个软这个硬块，尤其是这个射护腺比较肿大的人，常常吃这个海带，帮助他这个利尿，让他小便好一点，顺一点。然后高碘，这个碘在身体是非常重要的。下一张 ，next please。Okay, here's, I'm going to go into the Western medicine about the pH, about their food. I just finished talking about tonify qi, tonify blood, tonify yin, tonify yang food. Now let's talk about the food chart. You can see on this slide, you can see more acidic food are like Coca-Cola and French fries, bread,You know, sugar, soda are all more and more acidic. Whereas alkaline food, you can see they're all vegetables. Fresh vegetable, fresh fruit. And the neutral is between 7 to 7.5. On this slide, on the upper right hand, you can see a pH urine strip. You can buy something like that and then test your urine. 在这张图上你们可以看到这个酸性的食物啊把这个身体的酸性的这个把这个身体变得越来越阳性有的时候过分的阳性了比如说酒可乐 soda 甜食对身体都是非常的酸性的那比较碱性的食物都是你看都是新鲜的水果新鲜的蔬菜中性的话就是 7.5-7 之间你可以买一个这个验尿的纸可以验验看像我所有的这个癌症的病人那我第一个叫他们做的就是要买这个验尿纸我说你的尿一定是 5.5 在6之间这个容易身体太酸性这个癌症不会好食物改变了以后大概三个礼拜以后他们的尿就慢慢从 5.5 到6到 6.5 当然还不到7因为他的癌症还在可是用食物改变他们的尿性就改变了Okay, next. Okay, here's another chart on the acidic and alkaline food. Okay, people who have a very colder body, you can eat more acidic food and your body can process. People who are too cold, you cannot process. 这个身体那个太阴的人、太凉人，吃点这个热性的没有关系。身体太热的人，绝对不要再学习。这个火上加油，应该多吃新鲜的水果、蔬菜。Next, okay. Next, I'm just going to go through very briefly on the vitamins. 这是维他命 A 的效果。 你可以看到在这个 slide 上头讲的这个每天的摄取量是 OK 一万的这个 international unit， 这些都是这个维他命 A 很高的。 You can see on this slide these are high in vitamin A. Next OK and next and this is vitamin C food. Everybody should have about 90 microgram. OK 下一张，再下一张 next and this is vitamin D， 这是维他命 D， 对骨头是非常好的。 and next one OK 每天摄取量大概是不要太多，800到2000就够了。 next one that's vitamin E， next one and these are the vitamin E food help to repair your skin and help to repair the brain and have many other good functions. Next one OK vitamin B12， 所以大家不要吃过量的 vitamin B12， do not overdose on B12， your daily dosage should be 2.4 mcg only， often we take way too much B12， 大家自己要注意不要 B12 太多。 OK so and then that's about all the vitamins. Continue and go next slide and B6 next B1 B6 B7 B12 is what body needs. Next one and vitamin K next one OK and folic acid food next one OK 最好的最后的一张就是 anti-inflammatory 抗发炎饮食豆腐，一盒豆腐的话有30个 grams of protein， 所以呢这个豆腐是对身体是又好又可以抗发这个发炎的食物。 OK I think we will stop here. So if you need a copy of the slide, feel free to email me the following slide, please. And thank you so much. And this is the book. It talks about food, too. Feel free to email me, or if you want to get a copy of the slide, feel free to do so. 谢谢大家，今天就讲到这里。如果有问题的话，麻烦您直接跟我联络，写信或者打电话给我都可以。谢谢。
我少。